Latest ABS figures show the suicide rate has increased by nearly 20% in the past decade.
The numbers and the rates have both increased over the last decade, and this is a real concern for the Australian community. What we're calling on all those candidates who are standing for election in July this year is to make a pledge to address the issue of suicide within their region when they are elected.
I understand the data also reveals there are specific electorates where the problem has hit an alarming level. Do we know why certain electorates have higher rates of suicide?
One of the great complexities of suicides is that we don't actually know why it is as high as it is. We don't know why the rates in women are increasing. We don't know why more men than women are taking their own life by suicide. So we really need to not only be addressing this at a public level, but we need to have a greater investment in research so that we can come to a better understanding of why these different circumstances occur. What we do know is that the public understand quite clearly that there are many stresses which play on an individual at any one point in time in their life. So it could be employment stresses, it could be financial stresses, relationship breakdown. All of these things will cause an individual to have emotional and social distress. And sometimes it is the coming together of all those things perhaps at one point in time that individuals feel they may not be able to deal with those circumstances and feel that the only option they have at that point in time is to take their own life. What we need to do in terms of public education is to make sure that the wider community knows what the signs are to look for when an individual is particularly vulnerable to suicide. So are there major changes in their behaviour? Are they experiencing, you know, being much more outgoing than they would normally be, or withdrawing from social and family situations? Are they not sleeping well? Are their dietary patterns changing markedly? And are these changes in behaviours linked to other factors within their lives? When we as a wider community recognise that those behaviours are occurring, we also need to know how we can help that individual get to the right sort of help that they need.
Now, you've mentioned research and public education. What other plans would you like to see the parties say is their plan?
Look, one of the things that is sadly lacking in Australia, and which is what gives us the real reason or the real strength behind designing activities, is to understand fully what the extent of the problem is. And this is one of the things that today's release is highlighting, is that data has been able to be collected across 28 electorates, but there's many more electorates in Australia where we have not been able to get as much data and accurate data as we need. So that's one of the things that really is needed, so that we have more timely and more accurate access to data, which then forms the foundation of where we should be directing our resources. We're certainly supportive of the government's move to shift the funding of suicide prevention to the regional areas so that services can design something that meets the needs of their specific communities. But we do need national policy. We do need national data. We need to have that national leadership, which can then provide a framework for a regional approach. So we get some degree of consistency. We need a national stigma reduction campaign so that people understand that behaviours and attitudes can have a very negative effect on an individual who is vulnerable to suicide.
Where can people go if they're concerned for themselves or someone they know?
There are a number of crisis services that are available, and certainly I think Lifeline is one that's very well known to the public, and individuals can call Lifeline on 13 11 14, or they can also go online and have a private online chat with Lifeline at lifeline.org.au. I've mentioned that men take their own life at higher numbers than women, and so there is a dedicated men's line that people can contact on 1300 78 99 78 or also mensline.org.au. And there are a number of other resources that are available to the community, and Suicide Prevention Australia has developed a website called communitiesmatter.org.au, and on that website is a collection of all the resources that are available nationally.